This is my book, Edson, which is for sale here. And it's a New Hampshire novel. And I just want to read you a short thing. This really won't bore your ass off, I hope. But it's short. And then we'll do a couple more songs and mostly polkas. Because I have the accordion and I have the power. Anyway, because I figured today's August 1st, so we got, what, like 2 more weeks before winter? So this is about when winter first starts. Yeah, and then we get to trash the piano and set it on fire at the end of our final song. So Arlo's just going to have to play guitar tonight. I'm sorry. It's just a rule. So I'll just read you just a short part. The first snowstorm of the year snuck into New Hampshire's light dusting that blew itself off the road as soon as it touched down, as if apologizing for the inconvenience. But no one was fooled. People hurried about their business, eyeing the clouds as they loaded the last of the cordwood into garages and cellars, finished weather stripping the windows, inspected snow blowers, and told themselves they might be able to coax one more season out of them. At dusk, the wind died down, and the wisps of snow gave way to fat white flakes. The leaves still on the hardwood trees and the needles on the evergreens trapped the snow until the weight forced the branches to point to the ground. The season had suddenly changed. Henry Corvine followed the tire grooves in the snow on the looping two-lane that led into Edson, alternately gassing and letting up on the accelerator to keep his 15-year-old Chevy from fishtailing. When he came to a straightaway, he took his hands off the wheel to see if the car would stay in the grooves by itself, but it wouldn't. He eased up on the gas as he took hold of the wheel again and guided the big sedan back on track. At the town line, his headlights flashed on a statue of the Blessed Virgin set up on a knoll between the road and the Edson River. Keeping her back to the town, she greeted each oncoming car with her palms open at her sides, her shoulders hiked in a permanent shrug as if to say, "Welcome to Edson. It's not my fault." So that's how it starts, and then of course there's a lot of car chases and bodice ripping and stuff in it. Let me just see where we... This is one of my favorite folk festivals. I had such a blast last year, except that I had to follow Richie Havens. I'd follow Nomar Garcia Potter. So stay tuned for Arlo. We listen to him during sound check. He sounds fantastic, and as always. And again, my band has no name because I don't speak their language and they don't speak mine.
B-flat.
Good help is so hard to find. I'm calling immigration on you.